Warning. This show contains strong language and topics that some viewers may find offensive. Listener discretion is advised.
Why has it been going down on your grandma?
I thought Layla
died. Yeah, right.
My name is Coach.
Guy looks like a pedophile.
It's Blue.
Willow.
Woo. Okay.
He played keep away with his glasses.
Literally driving us mad. Hello, wrestling fans, and welcome to another edition of the Super Bye Byes. I am Andy Kwan, but Liam is kind of dead. No, he's not really. He's got technical issues, so he can't make it today. So instead, we'll have two co-hosts because fuck it. So with me at this time is Sam Brooks.
I fucking hate everything about this fucking company.
Yes, my kind of person, and also. Come on, Antonelli.
I really don't think it's as bad as you guys are making it sound. I think there's better parts to it than you're giving it credit for.
Oh, this shit just got real. So, I would like to just remind you really quickly that we are on iTunes, YouTube, what else are we on?
Twitter.
Yes.
Super.com. You can download the MP3 of every show.
And we're on Tumblr, and we can remind you that we have our co-host awards, which you can vote for one of us to be the co-host of the year. Use all forms of social media that we have, and the more times you use our forms of different types of social media, wow, you will be entered into a prize draw, which you could win a shirt. So, fuck it. Do it.
Absolutely. We have five places to vote, by the way. Not
yes.
Four.
It's five places to vote.
Did you say fireplaces?
We have fireplaces you can vote in, you go in, and you're like, diagonally, boom! So, I don't know how to handle the current wrestling landscape, because what happened recently, Andrew?
Well, I can tell you, Sam, and the internet, what happened was Vince McMahon himself appeared on the WWE Network, which we still can't get, on the Stone Cold Steve Austin podcast, which was live, and it was in video, exclusively on the WWE Network on video. Apparently, it might be on his audio one, but fuck it. I can't say specifics. Steve Austin did ask Vince McMahon about the CM Punk situation during their WWE Network podcast last night. Vince McMahon apologized for sending Punk his termination papers on his wedding day and said that the legal department and telerelations department are not always on the same page. Vince said that there was no need to air their grievances publicly, but he hopes that Punk will return to the future.
Hypocrites.
Yeah, I don't buy this for a fucking set. This is corporate shite. It really is.
Well, here's the thing. Like, normally I'd be agreeing with you guys that this is just a cover-up. But who's to say which side of this is true? Punk accuses them of doing it on purpose because of that phone call Triple H never got 2 days prior. And then Vince says it was because two departments weren't on the same page. Who is to say that Vince isn't lying?
But he was gone for how long at this point?
11 months.
Exactly.
January, February.
He's been gone. Well, at that point, he was gone like for at least 6 months. So it's like, so you waited this long, even though he said, I'm never, ever, ever coming back, to send him his papers on his wedding day? Seems like too much of a coinky dink, Vince.
True, but, again, maybe to Vince's knowledge, it wasn't on purpose. Maybe someone else, who we are blatantly not mentioning, had something to do with this.
No, come on, my spirit animal had nothing to do with this. Are you kidding? He's the best guy in all of the fucking...
Yeah, he's such a good fucking guy, Triple H.
But are we going to fucking gloss over the fact that he says there's no need to air their grievances publicly? Are we going to forget what they did?
Yeah, that's...
Went in his hometown and called him a fucking quitter?
Yeah. And the problem with this is the same company that when Austin left... Which is ironic that fucking he was interviewing Austin of all fucking... Austin was interviewing Vince of all fucking people. Because when Austin left, they were just like, he took his ball and he went home. And then they did like a documentary about him leaving and said, Stone Cold Steve Austin is a piece of shit. I'm basically saying what they were saying, but they were putting it in a more corporate way. And it's like, you guys are not exactly the most morally or, I don't know, fucking ethnically fucking pleasing people on the planet. So you have no leg to fucking stand on. And now you're on a podcast to air your grievances about it.
This is what they fucking do. Thank you, Barry. But this is what they do. What they do is they twist and they turn circumstances so that the fans are on their side. They're not siding with the talent, but left. They're siding with the big corporation that'll always be there for them. So they have to make somebody look bad, and it's not going to be themselves. So they're like, oh, this guy quit out of nowhere. He's a jackass backstage. And we never hear anything else.
Have you noticed and they didn't say that? Vince did not say that about Punk. He said there was unfortunate timing and we'd like to work with him again. He never said Punk is a piece of shit.
No,
Stephanie and Triple H did.
Yeah.
But that's Stephanie and Triple H, not Vince.
He must have had something to do with that, surely.
Maybe not, though.
Just saying he's got, you know.
But Vince was texting him saying, are you ready to come back to work? Granted, it was like a week afterwards, which is fucking retarded, but I feel the current situation is Vince would be welcome to have Punk back because Punk makes money. He realizes that he outsells John Cena, which is a fucking miracle. He realizes that Punk's got a sharp mind for the business. He realizes Punk is a major draw, and he realizes that he can make a shit ton of money. How many more times do I have to say this?
Here's the thing.
The problem is, Triple H thinks he's a jackass and wants to, quote-unquote, kill him.
Triple H is a jackass!
Here's the thing. Exactly.
That's all we've ever heard about Triple H. We never hear anything else other than the fact, oh, NXT's good. Thank you. Thank you, Paul. It's like, who are we meant to believe?
Exactly. That's the thing. This interview was with Vince, so people are pointing the gun at the wrong person. Vince seems to have no problem with Punk, or at least publicly. Triple H, on the other hand, is the major problem when it comes to Punk.
Yeah.
And Stephanie, apparently.
Well, yeah, when two people get married, they tend to agree with each other on a lot of things. So Stephanie's just as much of a problem.
By osmosis. I wouldn't go that far, Andy.
But, yeah, I don't know if it's whipping so much as, you know, married people tend to agree on things. But they're on the wrong side of this. Punk's a moneymaker. He's a fan favorite. He's not a dick.
No,
so I don't understand what their problem is.
He was just in a bad place, and he even apologized to the people who he was, like, mad at. He said, oh, sorry if I was a jerk ass, and, you know, can you blame him for being that way?
The one thing that Punk said on Cabana's podcast that really stuck out to me is when he said, I hate saying fuck off to people.
Oh, yeah. And that's the thing. He has every right to have been annoyed. An MRSA, because I'm trying to figure out what the fuck is a Mercer infection. I'm like, what are you saying, Phil? For fuck's sake. But an MRSA infection is life-threatening. Yeah. In this country, there was a huge scandal because a lot of NHS hospitals had MRSA infections. Like, a lot of them did. And I remember at one point that loads of hospitals had to have, like, sanitation stuff. And people went completely mental about it. But they killed the disease. It's a major problem that normally takes weeks to kill someone. It's a fucking miracle that the guy is still on this earth because he had it for 3 fucking months.
And that's something that people are also, like, suspicious of, because if he had it for 3 months, he really should be dead. I'm not saying he's lying about that. I'm saying some people think he's lying about that.
It is possible you can live.
But I mean, look at Kane. Kane has something on his back. Are we going to, like, say, oh, it's not, I feel bad now, okay? I feel bad because now people are saying, oh, maybe Kane has a bloody staph infection. I'm like, oh, God, I made a joke about him having a fucking tumor on his back. So, you know, maybe take a look at Kane, your veteran that kind of gives back to the company all the time.
Yeah, I'm not sure Kane's in the same situation. He very well might be. I'm just saying I doubt it.
See, this is another thing. Punk was silent for the longest time about this, and now he's coming out of all these things. Who's to say it's not like that for anyone else on the roster? Yeah, who's not to say it's like that for Daniel Bryan?
I mean, yeah. if we want to move on to the rest of the roster, because Vince did have a lot of things to say. He didn't obviously just talk about Punk.
There were a lot of highlights from Vince's interview. And
buckling for the train. That's going to go off
next
the rails.
We'll move on to what he said about Cesaro.
Yeah. So Cesaro, according to Vince McMahon, he actually likes Cesaro, but he doesn't feel that he's connected with the audience, and there's still something missing.
Do you not know his reason?
Not being pushed.
No, being European.
Really?
No.
That's his reasoning for him not being so good on the mic is because he's Swiss.
I don't think that was never said directly.
Yeah, it was.
Was he at WrestleMania 30?
All he said was he doesn't have the mic skills.
But that's what I mean. Was he there? He couldn't have been there. There was like 80,000 people fucking simultaneously jacking off because this fucking guy just fucking won the mic. Why? Are you deaf? Can you not hear people cheering?
And this relates to another part of the interview where he's like, no, I totally listen to the audience. Oh, yeah? What happened to that then?
Yeah. Okay.
I listen to the audience, but I completely ignore Twitter, which is the majority of my audience, and I use hashtags all the time.
Oh, yeah. I listen to the audience. That's why at WrestleMania 30 was going to be Randy Orton versus Batista at WrestleMania. Oh, wait, we had to fucking change because there could have been riots, and people would have probably have fucking left halfway through the ending of WrestleMania 30. Idiot! Like, I don't get it. Like, he doesn't listen to the people. It's just...
Here's the thing. He listens to them sometimes, only in major situations. The fact that the main event of WrestleMania 30 wasn't Batista and Orton proves that there was some listening.
It's like, you don't like what you like. I'm gonna tell you what you want to like. No!
He's basically fucking Tyler Durden at this point. He's like, you do not like good wrestling. You like crappy entertainment nobody cares about.
Of course, first and foremost, they try to push their creative vision. But if it gets majorly rejected, they will change their minds.
I don't know. Adam Rose.
I doubt that. People have been fucking shitting
okay,
on this
so the
Bella
fact
story,
that Brian
right?
got put in the main event of WrestleMania means nothing?
What, no.
Bella vs. Bella. That's my
that
point.
That was a one-time thing. When have they ever done that beforehand?
Punk winning at Money in the Bank.
That was going to happen anyway.
Oh, yeah? You sure about that?
But these are rarities. This isn't like every fucking...
Dolph Ziggler.
The
fact that he's being pushed now.
Finally, for like his 9-year career, he's finally getting it.
For the 15th time, they're pushing him. And as soon as something goes wrong or a rating goes down a point, it'll be like, no, we must have... Like, literally, that is what's going to happen.
I'm not saying it's all the time. I'm agreeing with you that he doesn't always listen. But to say that he never does is lying.
No. Okay. 99.9% of the time, he does not listen.
999% of the time, Maggle?
Oh, shut the fuck up!
Here's the thing. This guy is suffering from... This company is suffering from founder's syndrome. Anyone here know what that means?
Explain.
I'm going to read it off Wikipedia. It is, because founder syndrome, also founderitis, is a difficulty faced by many organizations where one or more founders maintain disproportionate power and influence following the effective initial establishment of a project, leading to a wide range of problems for both the organization and those involved in it.
Basically, Vince is stubborn.
Yeah, and he won't go, he won't leave, he won't retire, because he said he's not going anywhere anytime soon.
It's kind of... I don't think Vince is necessarily entirely the problem. To blame Vince for everything is just fucking retarded. Because there's other things, like a creative team behind everything.
Which has 30 people in it for some reason.
Yeah, okay, it's not just Vince. And it's basically just everything. Not everyone, but anyone who has any kind of ability to change or... do something about the current product isn't doing so effectively, and that everything is suffering.
Well, you said that, but
Vince, I'll let you go.
Whose decision was it to end the streak?
Vince.
There you go.
But I mean.
He also says that, you know, it was Undertaker wanted to do it too.
Yeah, I mean,
if Undertaker refused, I don't think he would have forced him to end the streak.
But this is the thing that pisses me off the most, he dismissed that Brock Lesnar not being on TV is harmful, saying that Brock Lesnar is a special attraction.
Okay, he's a special attraction, but that's not an excuse for putting him on TV, I don't know, 5 times a year.
Okay, if he was a special attraction, I could see that, right? That I can see where he's coming from in the sense that if he wasn't the current reigning and defending WWE champion and is talking about fucking off the UFC or Bellator or fucking his wife or doing something else, right? I could understand where he's coming from. I could be like, okay, so when Brock Lesnar, when you announce Brock Lesnar's going to be on Raw or he's going to be on pay-per-view, you need to watch his event because you have no idea what the fuck's going to happen. Because he's F5 Vince, he's F5 Cena, he's fucking F5 Heath Slater onto a barricade and nearly died. So, okay, fair enough. But he's the current reigning fucking champion. The champion has not been on TV for 2 months. That's unacceptable. Completely unacceptable.
You know what's happened since the last time Brock Lesnar was on TV?
Unacceptable.
The Wyatt family have disbanded. Sting has debuted. The Authority has disbanded. All of the titles have changed hands except his.
Yeah.
What the hell? Everything happens in a short amount of time in this bloody company. And you can't have him just leave for long periods and then come back and expect everything to be like, oh, herb to dirt, bye Jimmy Johns, I'm the same guy. It's like, no.
People are saying this is good. And I've been reading and saying, but look at all the stuff that's happening whilst Brock is gone. The only reason they're doing that is like 12 months worth of storylines condensed into 2 months. They have to blow their load in 2 fucking months just to make you forget that this company doesn't have a world fucking champion on TV.
And they might as well not have a fucking Money in the Bank winner, because if there's no world champion, what's the point of him having that briefcase? He's not going to cash in on anybody. He's going to put it on the line in matches against John Cena. Why? What's the point? It makes sense.
He's not putting it on the line.
Yeah, but he's got.
No, I'm not saying that he is. I'm saying that's his only option at this point to make him seem relevant.
You guys act like when Brock took the title, it's now considered vacant. That's not the case. True. I fully admit it sucks that he's not on TV as often as he should be.
It's not existent.
But it's not like he's vanished and will never come back.
But we don't know when he will, because they keep cancelling his dates.
I mean, the last dates I've seen was January. But that's next year!
He'll be back before then. He'll be back in December. He was meant to be back next week, but they cancelled that for some reason.
This is bullshit. Like, I'm fucking sick of this shit.
Actually, the reason why he's not showing up next week is because it's for Slammies, and they don't want him to compete with Seth Green. Yes, I'm serious.
Well,
first of all, why is Seth Green suddenly relevant?
He's not.
Second of all, was it the Slammies last year? Excuse now, just because he's
Seth
champion.
Green wasn't.
There you go.
But I don't get why you put the belt on this dickhead in the first place. Like, I don't get it. Like, you can't have a fucking company without a fucking champion. You just can't. You can if the company was just starting. You'd be like, well, here's the soup. Like, Lucha Underground could happily not have a champion this season. And they could just introduce what next season. Be like, well, we've introduced all of our people. And this season we're going to introduce a champion. This thing has been around for donkey's years. And they don't have a world champion.
But they don't have seasons to break up either. So you're kind of giving Lucha Underground a bit of a big break here.
And what? Okay, right. So what incentive is there ever? Because these next points just fucking get on my fucking tits. So he says that Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins and Roman Reigns and Bray Wyatt are a good group of new stars. But he believes that the current generation do not have the desire and ambition of Austin's generation. Austin agreed and said the roster should step up if they really want it. And I'm sorry, Vince. And I'm sorry, Steve. But you are both full of shit.
Hypocrite. Because didn't he start off the show by saying, don't piss anyone off? If you're walking on eggshells, don't piss anyone off.
How are you supposed to
make yourself pushed?
How? That's my... Yeah. How?
guys.
Take Zack Ryder, for instance, right? Zack Ryder was going to be huge. Everyone loves Zack Ryder.
He was huge at the time. He was huge.
Okay, yeah, I take that back. He was huge. He got himself over by doing his own YouTube series on the internet. He took the initiative and went out there and fucking made himself a star. And then when WWE were like, who is this prick? They didn't like him, so they fucking made him the most unlikable fucking goober idiot they could possibly be. And now he's just a fucking jobber.
Who's injured.
But he's a jobber anyway if he wasn't injured. And that's the... Like, there's no incentive. There is no fucking drive. There is no point. You can't get over. Because even if you do, you're never going to be world champion. Why? Because they're just going to put the belt on part-timers. You're never going to fucking main event WrestleMania. Why? Because they're just going to bring in part-timers to fucking be in the fucking main event. There's no incentive. There is none. There's nothing. He's talking a load of bollocks. Austin's talking a load of bollocks. Because at that time, WWE needed to listen to the people. WWE needed to make new stars, and they had to go with Austin, and they had to go with The Rock, and they had to go with Triple H, and they had to go with Kane, and they had to go with The Undertaker, and they had to go with Mankind, because the company was at risk. Now, they don't give a fuck, because TNA is just nothing. Like, even they reference TNA being nothing, and that's fine. They are nothing. They are the shit stain on professional wrestling. They have no competition. So now, it doesn't matter. If the creative team don't like this fucking person, or such person for no fucking reason, they don't have to push him. So there is no incentive. You're talking out of your fucking ass.
I'm pretty sure what they meant, because let's look back at what Ryder did on his YouTube thing. He would have segments where it's like black and white, and there's a Zack Ryder action figure. He's like, this is Zack Ryder. This is the WWE. This is the WWE burying Zack Ryder. Like, that was part of what got him over with the fans. And it might have been what part of pissed WWE off at him.
I'm sorry, but
what they mean is get yourself over on TV. Do more on TV to get the people to like you, which
you
is what
you
give Bray Wyatt
script and
what
no.
This is what Bray Wyatt and Dean Ambrose and all these people have been doing, though.
But how are you meant to get TV time anyway? It's good that those people got it because they were already big prospects. If you're people like Zack Ryder, how are you meant to get TV time to prove yourself when you're not doing anything?
And also,
well, look at Daniel Bryan, right? Back when he first started getting that humongous push, like in 2011, they gave him the Money in the Bank, and remember back then he was losing every fucking match, and then he started this stupid fucking yes thing, and it connected with absolutely everyone, and ran with it.
But the circumstances were different, because then after he lost the world title to Sheamus, they
which
stuck
was
him,
supposed to be like, oh, he's buried now,
but they stuck
he saved himself,
but they stuck him in a team with Kane, which is really over. And
it got over because
but it's
of
the
them.
Circumstances, though. The creative team stuck him in that tag team, and they got over that way.
I don't think when creative wrote that, it was planned that it was going to get over
it wasn't meant to be planned, but the thing is, they gave him opportunities. If you don't give these guys opportunities, that's my point. If you don't even give them the chance.
Well, look at Dolph.
You can't break that fucking glass. It's not a glass ceiling. It's a ceiling made of fucking concrete, and you can't get out.
It's a ceiling made of brass rings that you can't grapple up to.
Here's what I'm trying to say. Like, their message is make the most of anything you get, even if it's just 5 minutes to put on a match. That's what Ziggler did. People saw what he was doing in his matches, as simple as that, and it got him over.
Yeah, you can't get over in 5 minutes.
Ziggler fucking did it!
Not 5 minutes,
dude. You can't say it's not possible.
Not 5 minutes.
You know what I mean. Just give him a match and he'll get himself over. Like, it's not go out of your way to make a YouTube show. That's not what they mean. They mean any TV time you ever get, you have to capitalize on.
But
they also say to use Twitter effectively, and it's like, how over can you get through hashtags?
You can't. It's stupid.
That's them being out of touch. You're right. But they want talent to utilize.
But I don't get it. If one person gets a 1 minute segment on Raw and someone else gets a 20 minute segment, how the fuck is the guy with the 1 minute segment supposed to get over? It's not fucking right. You need to give everyone, like, somehow a fairly equal-ish opportunity. And if they're shit, they're shit. Fair enough.
Look at Eric Rowan.
But they gave Austin the time and fucking all these people back in the day the time to do it.
Look at Eric Rowan. He got over in the last 3 weeks with, like, 30-second backstage segments. He got over through those.
I don't think he's, like, the most over guy in the company, though.
I wouldn't say he's most over, but I will agree with Carmine, and I will say that Eric Rowan is my biggest prospect for next year, provided they don't drop the ball on him, which I'm worried they're going to do, because they do that with all of my favorite prospects.
But let's look at the match he's in at TLC, right? He's in a match against the Big Show.
A fucking stairs match. A stairs match. What is that?
It's a match.
Oh my god, I would love it if you just climb the stairs and the person that gets to the top of the stairs wins.
You must climb these four steps.
Oh my god. Oh my god. They think it's just like the steel steps, and they're just like, oh, well, this is going to be a piece of piss. And then, like, a curtain comes down, and there's these giant fucking American gladiator, British gladiator style.
No. They go up, they take their first step on the fucking stairs, and it's made of wrapping paper and nothing else. So they just go.
I think they should have giant
You'll
stairs.
Never win the match now.
Oh no, they should have giant stairs. Where it's just like, yeah, piece of piss. And then it's just like, oh, shit. And then, like, they gotta climb. Like,
I will face the odds. I will go the distance.
I would pay to watch this shit.
But there were other topics in this podcast we should hit on, how Vince has confirmed that Macho Man will be in the Hall of Fame. That's a big deal.
Good.
I feel like
he's not in it is just a joke.
I feel like he hasn't confirmed it, though. Am I crazy?
He said, and I quote, well, first, Austin just asked, is Randy Savage going to be in the Hall of Fame? And Vince just goes, yes. Absolutely, definitely.
But there we go.
Okay, but is he going to be in it next year, as Steve Austin pressured him into saying?
I don't know, but he's going to be in it.
Okay, I can't wait for that 2025 induction.
Well, to be fair, though...
What does it matter what year he's in? I mean, it's probably not going to be 5 years from now. It's either going to be this year or next year.
Because they need to... I think for Randy Savage to go into the Hall of Fame, he needs to be the top... Like, the top guy going in the Hall of Fame.
Like, the Ultimate Warrior this last year?
It can't be this year, because this year everyone knows it's going to be Sting.
Right. Oh, fuck off.
No, it's going to be Sting. It's going to be in the Hall of Fame, and the next year it's going to have to be Savage.
Sting's done one thing. I don't know if they're going to put him in quite yet.
He's done one thing in WWE. I think they'll put him in based on his WCW career.
Maybe, but...
That's just what the fucking rumors are saying. But even... And I wouldn't be surprised if that did happen.
But my point is, he shouldn't be overshadowed by anyone else. He should be Macho Man Randy Savage... should be the top guy, like when Austin was put in the Hall of Fame, like when Hogan was put in the Hall of Fame.
John Edge.
Sean. Randy
Flair,
Savage.
Flair, let's not forget Flair.
Flair, yeah, but he's got to be the main guy. You can't just like...
Ed,
like well, here is fucking, I don't know, fucking think of somebody quick.
Brooklyn Brawler.
Your main guy in the Hall of Fame and also Macho Man Randy Savage.
You know, no, Randy Savage.
You can't.
No, okay.
For you, Brooklyn Brawler. You go, Brooklyn Brawler. One for Randy Savage, bye.
But I'm trying to think of someone, I don't know, The Undertaker, for instance. Like, don't, like, stick him in.
Yeah, when's he going to be in the Hall of Fame?
I don't know. If he doesn't...
The year he officially retires.
Tomorrow.
It's got to be next year, then. But if... Oh, God, this Hall of Fame thing is a mess.
But the point is, Savage is going in, and it's probably going to be either this year or next year.
Yay.
So that's good. People can stop flipping their shit now.
Yay.
And another thing Vince announced, which kind of almost means nothing because of how many times he said this, the WWE Network's coming to the UK in early 2015.
You know what? If that happens...
Believe you. I don't believe you. Why should I believe you?
You know what? You know what? If that happens... I'm going to sing a song on this show. I'm going to bring back me singing on this show.
So what's the deadline where it no longer becomes early 2015 and Vince has lied?
January 1st.
That is not...
that early.
He said that.
So is February.
He said it's coming in January. So January it is.
He didn't say a day. He just said early 2015.
Shut up. I want Andy to lose the bet.
February it is then. So moving on. So
if it's not out by February 2015, Andy
has to sing Brie mode.
No, I can't sing Brie mode.
No, if it is out by February, he has to sing Brie mode.
Yeah, I said. No, January then. January. Do we do January? Yeah, we do January.
No, February.
Oh, January. I just want to sing.
To March could be considered early in the year.
Shush. January.
Fucking February. Vince McMahon has no beef with JR, apparently. Why do we care?
He's confirmed that he was fired because of the 2K14 panel incident, which I still don't know why you would fire him for that.
That was funny.
I think the Ring of Honor guys just
slow down. Yeah, we know, Andy.
We know. He wants the Ring of Honor guys to go slow and they can't do punches. We know.
I think
they can't
throw a punch.
Fuck old JR.
I think that the best time in professional wrestling was with the Von Erichs, even though the Von Erichs were only over in Texas.
And now they're dead. Whoop-de-fucking-do.
And Vince also set a strict definition, or at least according to him, on the difference between pro wrestling and sports entertainment.
Oh god, that annoyed me.
What did he say?
Pro wrestling was what they did back in the territory days. Sports entertainment includes storylines, character developments, and specific segments that don't necessarily fall into the pro wrestling genre.
Hey, I have a question.
Yeah?
Where's the entertainment?
Ha ha! Zing!
That is subjective.
Oh, come on.
I'm just saying, according to them, I'm sure Vince thinks it's all very entertaining. He'd be wrong.
Yes.
But it's still a subjective thing whether it's entertaining or not. I don't think it is. You're right.
I know it is. Most of the time. I'm hanging on by a thread, right?
And that thread's name is Dean Ambrose.
No, that thread's name is TLC. Whatever happens at TLC is going to push me over the edge.
Oh, come on. It's not that bad.
It's...
There are a couple feuds going on right now that I'm invested in. Do you know what the stipulation is for Cena and Rollins?
If Cena loses, he's no longer number one contender. Therefore, Cena wins, lol.
But it doesn't mean Seth is. The number one contender spot will be vacant. And you know what I think's going to happen?
What?
I think Cena's going to lose, and the number one contender spot's going to go to whoever wins the Rumble.
But that's how it always goes.
Yeah, but what if Lesnar's not...
He'll get his match of a Rumble.
Huh?
Cena's meant to get his number one contenders match at a Rumble, so whatever the fuck. Whoever wins the Rumble is going to be number one contender anyway.
Yeah, but if they keep this match delayed and this championship match doesn't happen at the Rumble, because if what you're telling me is true and they just keep delaying Lesnar's coming back, what if they delay it all the way to fucking WrestleMania?
They're not going to do that.
Snap in the Hall of Fame.
Welcome to the Hall of Fame.
Still, that match almost doesn't even fucking matter.
Oh, I don't care. We already had Seth Rollins
already, please.
Cena.
Plus, fucking
Survivor Series.
Did he Rollins say anything? Did Vince say anything about Cena being around still?
No.
He said he was the last one to grab a brass ring, which I find bullshit.
No, you pushed it.
Yeah.
Plenty of people have grabbed a brass ring.
I hate this brass.
Define. I want Vince to define grabbing the brass ring. What does that mean to him?
I want the IWC to define grabbing the brass ring, because to some people it means nearly winning the world title. By that extent, Jerry Lawler almost grabbed the brass ring
in 2011. What is this brass ring shit even about? I don't know.
That's why I want him to define it, because every time they say this, I don't know what he means.
Do you realize who started all of this stuff? Which is ironic, now we're coming back to this as we're beginning to finish the show. CM Punk, right? The whole reason this stupid brass ring shit exists is because he went, I have tried to clutch so many of Vince's brass rings that they're exactly that. They're imaginary.
You botched the shit out of that quote, but I get what you mean.
I tried to clutch his rings.
And they're imaginary. What?
But they confused fucking... that. Imagine that.
He has a point. He has a point.
Yeah, apparently these brass rings don't even exist in Vince's mind because no one can grab
them. Let's just list a couple of names who we think have grabbed a brass ring since John Cena.
Can't do this. This is impossible.
Daniel Bryan, CM Punk,
The Shield.
The Shield.
Arguably Shelton Wyatt. Benjamin.
I don't even understand the terms. I can't do this.
The Usos.
I don't understand the term. What the fuck does he mean?
That's what I'm saying. What does it mean?
I can't.
I'm gonna Google. It's obviously some old saying.
God,
grabbing the brass ring.
What the fuck is millennials, for fuck's sake?
Millennials are people born from the 80s who are all into the whole new shit, and
what
it's like, it's not fucking Generation Y.
Millennials are not from the 80s.
Did he just make that up?
Millennials, as defined in the dictionary, is Generation Y, which is born from the early 1980s to the early 2000s.
What? Generation Y? What is any of this shit?
I've heard Generation Y and Millennials being separate things, but if that's what it says, then that's what it says.
A brass ring is a small grabbable ring that a dispenser presents to a carousel rider during the ride. Usually, there are a large number of iron rings and one brass run, or just a few.
The fucking Shire? What is
it
this
shit?
It
takes some dexterity to grab a ring from the dispenser as the carousel rotates. The iron rings can be tossed at a target as an amusement. Typically, getting the brass ring gets the rider some sort of prize when presented to the operator. The prize is often a free repeat ride. The phrase, to grab the brass ring, is derived from this device.
Is Vince...
It didn't define what that meant, though.
Is Vince McMahon, is that it? Is Vince McMahon, like, the fucking guy, like, the fucking weird thing in Lord of the Rings with the giant eye? That's Vince McMahon.
Vince Sauron.
Is that basically it? Sauron. That's it. And fucking CM Punk should have been Frodo. Is that it? Is that where we're going with this?
No chance, Frodo. That's what...
Frodo was Punk.
Cena and Frodo.
And Cena is Bilbo, because Bilbo is before Frodo.
Samwise was Brian.
See what I mean?
What the fuck is Gollum?
Dixie.
Exactly! What kind of stupid question is that?
You transfer the entire world of professional wrestling over to fucking Lord of the Rings, right? Yes. Seth Rollins is Legolas. Roman Reigns is that guy that kills Boromir.
Yes! This is amazing! WWE is the fucking Shire!
And The Undertaker is Gandalf.
WWE is Middle Earth!
It's like, to get over WrestleMania, you have to go through Undertaker.
You know what? This makes more sense now. When we try to look at WWE in reality, it doesn't make any sense.
Now we must look at it in fantasy with elves.
Exactly! That's the only way it can make any fucking logical sense. And on that note, I believe it's been... how long?
Long enough. We gotta go back.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this has been the Super Bite Size, WWE's Middle Earth. I have been Antoine.
I've been
Carmine Antonio. Okay.
Supla.com.
Vote for us in the co-host competition by going on all of our social networks. Goodbye!
Bye.